This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Funds local government investment pool run by the Treasurer's Office. For more on those and other stories and podcasts and videos, visit our website anytime. We're located online at nowdecatur.com.
We need common ground, not vicious competition. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what China's leader Xi Jinping says after wrapping up a meeting today with Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
We've advanced our cooperation on fentanyl and other synthetic drugs, the number one killer of Americans between the ages of 18 and 45.
Blinken also says they'll work together on artificial intelligence amid trade disputes, where the biggest American concern remains China helping Russia.
The PRC providing components that are powering Russia's brutal war of aggression against Ukraine.
As the U.S. prepares new weapons and ammo to send to Ukraine, American military officials tell AP Ukraine's no longer using 31 Abrams tanks the U.S. sent last year. Five have been destroyed. The others considered too vulnerable now to Russian attacks. Former President Trump will soon head back to court in New York for more testimony at his first criminal trial. As we await a Supreme Court ruling, who knows when, on his claim to be immune from prosecution in the federal 2020 election-related case. Justice Samuel Alito was worried that if presidents are not immune,
will that not lead us into a cycle that destabilizes the functioning of our country?
Now, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson feared at yesterday's hearing what blanket immunity might lead to.
Wouldn't there be a significant risk that future presidents would be emboldened to commit crimes with abandon while they're in office?
The demonstrations continue on college campuses across the country. That's at George Washington University this morning. Now, there have also been protests against Israel and pro-Palestinian across the country. Campuses where there have been arrests from Massachusetts to New York to Georgia to Texas out to California. America's listening to Fox News.
All right, Father's Day, graduation season right around the corner. And if you're looking for a really great, unique gift, you got to check out the personalized receiver covers from my friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, they're available for Henry's Golden Boy and Golden Boy Silver rifles, which come in three calibers, 22 LR, 22 Magnum, and 17 HMR. Just go to henryusa.com and type in personalized in your search box. Well, there you're going to find a link to the product page with step-by-step instructions. They can engrave any message that you want, up to 20 words, and the process is easy, it's simple, it's affordable, and it doesn't require a gunsmith. Check out Henry's personalized receiver covers if you're looking for a great gift for dads or grads. Make sure you get their free catalog. They mail it with free decals and a list of dealers where you live. That's henryusa.com. You get the free catalog, free decals. They have 200 rifle, shotguns, revolvers to choose from, and you're going to love this company. I know I do.
We'll get an inflation update later this hour. A gauge the Federal Reserve closely tracks called personal consumption expenditures. The day after a report showed a bigger than expected economic slowdown that dragged stocks down. As of now, stock futures are rising on Wall Street. An Obama-era internet rule is back.
In 2017, the Federal Communications Commission repealed net neutrality rules. That meant companies like Verizon and Comcast had a free hand to charge more for faster internet. They were able to throttle or block sites or apps. But now the FCC is returning to neutrality, meaning providers of internet service should treat all traffic equally. The telecommunications industry opposed neutrality, saying government was getting in the way of business decisions. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
The NFL draft will continue tonight with rounds 2 and 3. It started last night with three quarterbacks. The top three picks. The Chicago Bears took Caleb Williams out of USC first. Washington selected LSU's Jaden Daniels. New England chose Drake May from North Carolina. The next QB taken was from the University of Washington by Atlanta with the eighth pick.
The Falcons raised eyebrows when they selected Michael Penix Jr. because the team just signed quarterback Kirk Cousins to a four-year deal for $180 million. The Vikings traded up from 11th to 10th and took Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy. The Broncos, with the 12th selection, went with quarterback Bo Nix from Oregon. a record-tying 6 quarterbacks taken in the first round. There were 7 wide receivers selected, including Marvin Harrison Jr. from Ohio State, who went 4th overall to the Cardinals.
That's Fox's Jared Max. In the NBA playoffs, Denver beat L.A. again. So the defending champion Nuggets have LeBron James and the Lakers down 3-0. Philadelphia and Orlando also won last night on the ice. Carolina and Florida won NHL playoff games. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Finally, a place in Decatur to catch every big game and root on all your favorite teams in a welcoming family atmosphere. Hotshots in downtown Decatur is the place to be. Enjoy happy hour every day, Monday through Friday from 3 until 6, and get the Big 3, the MVP burger, a 9-inch pizza, or 6 boneless wings for only $4 each. Also, ask about their Beer of the Month specials. Located downtown at 237 North Main, open daily for lunch at 11 a.m. and staying open to be your late night spot until 2 a.m. Hot Shots, the place for sports.
Coach House Garages, designed to fit your life, budget, and dreams. Built on generations of Amish craftsmanship with the best warranty in the industry, where service is more than a promise, it's a guarantee. Their custom-built buildings have been turned into all kinds of spaces, from garden sheds and pool houses to workshops and guest houses. The possibilities are endless. You can count on Coach House to listen to your needs and create the perfect building to fit your vision. For more information, visit CoachHouseGarages.com.
Here's a look at your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast today. A chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy, and a high of 66 tonight. Chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, and a low around 63. For Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and breezy, high near 80. And Sunday, a chance of showers, partly sunny, and a high near 80 as well. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 48 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday edition of Byers & Company, our DPS 61 Spotlight. Nick, you probably drove by this school twice yesterday on your way into the Children's Museum and on your way out of the Children's Museum. We'll focus on Muffley. Plus, we'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports next.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome back to the company. We have a beautiful morning in downtown Decatur. I know there's a chance for rain a little later today. Weekend looks pretty good though. We're going to get there. I know the countdown to opening day at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater and all the things that are on the way. I'm very, very excited. Each Friday we spend some quality time, inside our public schools. And, I know that, we've got an older community. If you just look at the demographics, and there's a lot of people that unless they have a child or a grandchild in a school, they probably don't know what's going on just from the outside looking in. So every Friday we spend some time getting to know the folks from in and around the district. And I want to welcome back to the program Paul Ranstead, who's the principal at Muffley School. And with him is Ashley Robinson today, who is a sixth grade teacher at Muffley. Muffley has been around for a long time, right? I mean, I remember going there as a kid to the Muffley Q.
Oh, yeah. It's been around for quite some time. One of the staples of Decatur, for sure.
And the Muffley Q is still around?
It is. Has come back. We started it again last year.
What does the Q stand for?
It's for, I think, originally like barbecue.
Oh, okay.
So we've adopted more of a carnival-like games and food and you know, just a good opportunity for kids to get prizes and spend time with family.
I must have been like in the fourth grade and I want a cake.
Yep. Cakewalk still
happening. Remember that. Isn't that crazy all these years later? All right. So you recently presented to the Board of Education, right?
That's right.
Okay. How does that work?
So each month, schools are in line to present things that are going well at our schools. And
so you can kind of do like what you're doing here for the board. Exactly. I mean, they're probably not in all the buildings and don't have any idea like specifically what's going on.
Oh, yeah. There's a ton that we do, and it just doesn't get noticed and always communicated because we're busy and taking care of students and their learning.
All right. Well, I was looking through the slide presentation that you presented to the board. What is your vision and your mission?
Well, you know, I highlighted off there, you know, I didn't really read it to the board, but just, you know, we're focusing on, you know, everyday challenges, but, you know, helping our students become successful citizens in diverse society. So what better way than to bring experiences to them that are as diverse as their needs? And then just, you know, making that positive learning environment for students and them wanting to come back is really what, you know, drove, you know, the talk for today.
Okay. Well, Paul and Ashley are both in with us here today, and we'll get into parental involvement and what you're doing to bring people into the schools. And I mean, I think people have probably a stereotype of what a public school is versus a reality of being in there every day. And the stereotype is probably made up of some truths, you know, and maybe in an exaggerated way. But what's your day-to-day life like in a sixth grade classroom?
Well, obviously the kids come in, we sit and do, you know, get them started right away. Make sure that they're focused as much as possible. You know, because we're a K-6 building, typically we're self-contained. But this year, my grade mate and I, we actually departmentalized. So I teach two subjects. She teaches the other two to kind of give them that idea of what middle school is going to be like when they get to seventh and eighth grade. So there's some transitional stuff in there. You know, we do our thing. They go to lunch, they go to special. You know, we have some downtime. We'll, you know, do indoor recess if we have time. And, you know, just have a lot of fun. They do like the atmosphere that's down there.
Sure.
They enjoy the transition. They enjoy having two different teachers instead of being quote unquote stuck with one teacher at that age.
We get a little mix, right? A little different flavor.
Mm-hmm. Different personalities of teachers so they can understand and get used to the fact that you're not just going to have one teacher moving forward.
So Paul, where does that stand right now? I mean, you know, because there, you know, it seems like in the last number of years, the move to K through 8, you know, versus K through 6. You know, when I was a kid, it was very much all the same. You know, you went to sixth grade and then you went to junior high and then you went to high school. The district has a mix of these. What's the future look like for that?
You know, I don't think it's going to shift too much only because, you know, we do try to provide unique experiences for students. You know, Johns Hill is a magnet school. You have STEM, you know, at the Dansby School. So those K-8 experiences, I don't think are gonna shift and change. There's some programming that goes on at the various schools as well. You know, we do talk about that type of thing. And, you know, I think there's been conversations at Muffley just to have that K-8 experience for students. You know, I don't know that our space necessarily accommodates that. There was an addition, you know, 3 years ago, that put more classrooms onto the campus. But, you know, it may have possibly, I think there was plans to expand that initially. So I think there's a benefit to having those kids all the way through. Ours, fortunately, will get that, you know, time to learn what middle school is like a little sooner.
I don't know if there's a right or wrong answer. Yeah, it's just interesting to me. It was done a certain way for a very long time, and now there are different alternatives for kids, depending on the school. So what about, I hear all the time in public education in general, not just District 61, but, you know, more parental involvement. You know, what could you do if kids, you know, came to school, every kid came to school prepared to learn, you know, all of these things that we sort of probably have struggled with for 75 years, but we still talk about it. What are you guys doing to involve parents and bringing the community into your school?
Yeah, so my purposeful spotlight to the board was about one of our committees, the parent community engagement, and all the efforts that they have made throughout this school year, you know, concluding, you know, this past week or yesterday, actually, no, Wednesday, with Earth Day. And so we kind of had a year scoped out of all the things that we provide and deliver throughout the year. The team, you know, that's consists of Libby Kirkland, Joseph Krause, Jessica Meyer, Kim DeCesaro, Teresa James, and our very own Ashley Robinson, you know, they meet in their committees, you know, and that's scheduled one time a month. They obviously work well beyond that on their own to bring, you know, a variety of activities and events. Like in September, we had Grandparents Day and, you know, try to twist that up a little bit. My days at Eisenhower, we talked about the half day and trying to increase our attendance and, you know, what can excite a student to be there. And so they adopted kind of an unplugged concept. Get away from technology. You might see.
Okay. So that's what the unplugged means.
That's where the unplugged comes in. Yeah.
How important is that?
Well, considering we do a lot of things on the iPad, I mean, I'm somewhat old school, but I like to do pen and paper on a lot of stuff. But we do rely on the iPads for, you know, various websites and stuff like that that we use as a supplement. The kids actually, I think, enjoy it because it's something different than what they're, you know, used to on a day-to-day basis. They kind of catch themselves when they first come in, because that's usually one of the first things they do is just grab it, sit down, so that way they're prepared for whatever activity we're working on. But they really do enjoy it because it's like, okay, for once I don't have to be on a device. So they do enjoy it.
That's a little bit of freedom sometimes. I can relate. So this parent community and engagement unplugged concept, you've got, boy, the titles here. There's a facilitator. There's a taskmaster. That's my favorite. A note taker, timekeeper. What do you guys do? What's it look like once a month when you get together?
Well, basically what we do, and this is my first year on the committee, so I was kind of the newbie, so I was just following along with what they were doing. Is we look at kind of some special days that are happening in the month. That's where, you know, a lot of our days came from. And then we take a look at some different resources that are out there. So, for example, when we did Chinese New Year, we looked at all the different activities that we could do. We made dragons. We made paper lanterns. And then we divvied it up by grade band. So, obviously, what fifth and sixth grade does, maybe kindergarten, first and second, it would be too complicated for them. So then we differentiated the activities based on what we could find. And we also decided, too, that instead of just doing the same thing all day for the 3 hours that were there, we divvied it up. So maybe 30 minute increments, we would do one activity, and then they would switch and do something else. So then they have that exposure to just more, more than one activity.
Right. And so some of this feels just kind of very old school, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, not in a bad way, but in a good way. Hands on and put down the technology for a minute. You don't need to worry about that. Just get in a fun project that you work together as a group and do cool things. Yes. And hopefully learn about Chinese New Year.
Yep.
What'd you guys do for Earth Day?
So we had University of Illinois Extension present, and there were some educational pieces. Students went in and watched a video. They rotated obviously out. We also had master gardeners out and helped plant seeds, in the front by our kiosk. And then out by our tree line, they were kind of in exploring with a hands-on activity, you know, how a seed moves from space to space to replant elsewhere. And so they essentially a helicopter, if you will, out of paper clip and, got to, you know, throw that in the air and see how it twisted and moved and turned and adjusted to the wind. So just, you know, those real good hands-on experiences that are relatable to what is, you know, important about that field.
All right. What's the best thing about being a sixth grade teacher?
Uh-oh.
Oh, good Lord. I didn't know this question was coming up. I just love the age. You know, I started in middle school teaching math, and then I kind of got to a point where math is very finite and I wanted to explore something different. And I love the idea of being able to teach more than just one subject. So when I had the opportunity to come to Muffley, I was super excited. I mean, I was terrified because I'd never taught, you know, social studies, science, language arts or anything. But I fell in love with the kids. I fell in love with the building. The building is amazing. All my coworkers just made me feel so welcome.
What makes the building amazing? I mean, dive into that a little bit, because I think people have a lot of perceptions about what a public school looks like or the hallways look like. And I'm not suggesting there aren't challenges. I'm just saying your day-to-day occurrence, what makes the building so unique to you?
Everyone is very upbeat. We enjoy being there. We are family. We, you know, if somebody needs something, we're always there. We have monthly social engagements that we do, like as a kind of a get together. You know, we've had Christmas parties, we've gone bowling, we've just been out and about going, you know, shopping as a trip. You know, we truly enjoy being around each other, and you know, everybody smiles. You know, even if they might be having a bad day, smile, good morning. We're always talking to the kids in the morning. I don't know how many kindergartners I see on a daily basis that wave at me or want to give me a hug. And I'm like, I have no idea what your name is, but good morning.
Sure.
You know, but I just love to see that the kids, you know, loved, they can tell the atmosphere in the building and they just genuinely want to be there. And they love the teachers, you know, they may not like the teachers all the time, but they genuinely love the teachers. It just makes it really fun to come to work every day.
All right. What about, all of this sort of designed to get parental involvement and to get families involved? How are you doing in that regard?
Yeah, I think we're making some progress. I think we're discovering through each activity or event what might draw a family in. And, you know, it might be a time that's got to shift or change. It might be what we're providing or offering, how much time we're asking. You know, there's food. It's always a help. They just want to see their child doing something. And, you know, I think that that is what gets into play here. They just want to know that they're getting an experience and then are able to be alongside of that. You know, Grandparents Day, we did a old school recess and hopscotch and hula hoops. And
did you have to teach the kids what all this stuff was?
Well, honestly, there is a little bit of instruction that goes into, you know, the team puts little videos together, well, researches videos, finds those things just to have the instruction. There may be a worksheet that goes along. So, yeah, I mean, there is some because they don't know those games necessarily. They see the paintings on the ground of the four square, for example, or the hopscotch. And, you know, so they did need a little bit of education, but it didn't take long for the grandparents to jump in and show them.
Of course.
Them, so they'll throw the rock.
They got all
there.
The knowledge.
Oh, yeah, they did. And so that was a great, great event that demonstrated that.
All right. If folks want to know more, do you partner with people in the community? You know, you bring people in to help, you know, sponsor things, provide things. How does that work?
Yeah, that was definitely a focus. It may not have been every event, but, you know, like I mentioned just moments ago with just having, you know, University of Illinois Extension, Master Gardeners bringing in stakeholders from the community, is helpful. You know, we also have, pet partners when we had the canine, Veterans Day, there in November, you know, coming in, talking, you know, demonstrating how it is to approach a dog. We also had the obedience, the Decatur Obedience school here and in the gym. They were, you know, performing and showing, you know, the discipline that the dogs had and what it took to train them. So another, you know, stakeholder there to expose our students to other opportunities that exist and that they may not know just sitting in their classes, you know, that way. So,
okay. So if folks are out there that might be interested in, you know, partnering up, you know, next calendar year, school year, you know, how do they reach out? How do they just contact the school?
Yeah. And call the school or you can email myself, any member of our team. But yeah, I think a phone call out to the school would be most important. And then we do have a Facebook page. So if, you know, that's your means to communicate, you know, we check those messages pretty regularly. We may not respond because it's another, you know, communication tool that's a little challenging to add another outside of emails, phone calls, but it definitely, it gets seen. We may reach out in a different way to answer questions, but you know, that is even a resource.
All right. How many kids in Muffley?
We have 398.
How many teachers and staff?
There's 60 total staff from teaching core to custodial cafeteria.
All right. When's the Muffley Q take place?
Muffley Q is May 2nd.
All right. That's like next week.
It is up. It's coming up soon. Yes, sir.
Are you familiar with the Muffley Q?
I don't think I was able to go last year. So, and with it being the first year, last year. So no, I'm looking forward to it though, because I've heard a lot of good things about it.
All right. Is that open to the public or just the Muffley kind of family?
No, it is. It's my understanding years ago, it was packed house and it was a community thing. Like,
yeah.
Packed and like standing room only, and you know, definitely is a fundraiser for the school, and at that time brought in quite a bit of dough to help out. But it's, you know, there's games, there's cakes, there's a cake walk going on. We're taking donations for that.
You teach the kids how to do a cake walk? I mean, that's gotta
they've
be
done
like,
one before. Okay. Yeah.
we've used that as an incentive in other ways too, so right. they're familiar with that, but yeah, we're, you know, there's a pre-sale, you know, obviously in-house that's going on, getting those forms in, and they're $8. And then even at the door, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's $10. So they get, you know, access to the games and food, and then there's a treat that goes along with that.
That's fantastic. Thank you for what you do. I really appreciate it. I know teachers are the biggest hyphenate around today. I mean, you got to be, you're not just there teaching social studies and history. You're a guidance counselor and a nutritionist and a family therapist and all of these other things. But getting these kids ready for junior high, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
All right. And Paul, we appreciate it. Good seeing you again.
Yeah, likewise.
All right. Muffley School, folks. You should check it out. We'll take a break. Here's Nick with your 3-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today we have a chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy and a high of 66. Tonight a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and a low of 63. For Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and breezy, high of 80. And Sunday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny, and a high of 80 as well. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 48 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:24.
Join us on May 4th from 12 till 5 p.m. at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater for an exciting Decatur Park District Arts Jamboree. Unleash your creative side as you paint pots, create art, make friendship bracelets, shop the plant sale, preview arts programs, and more. Be sure to mark your calendars and gather your friends and family for a day full of artistic enjoyment at the Arts Jamboree. For more information, visit DecaturParks.org or visit our Facebook page.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we get you tires and batteries, trust and care, because we get you. So get out on the road and stay safe with quality automotive parts and service at unbeatable prices. Right now, select tires or buy three, get one free with up to $100 consumer rebate on select Cooper tires when you buy four by the end of April. All Trico wiper blades are buy one, get one half price. Plus door busters like assorted Rust-Oleum 2X spray paints, just $4.99. Tires and batteries, trust and care at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
The 2024 St. Teresa High School Mega Raffle is going on now. The fundraiser helps St. Teresa offer a faith-based education to students in our area. Tickets are now on sale, and you can have a chance to win $100,000. Take advantage of special bundles by purchasing multiple tickets, increasing your odds of winning. The final drawing is May 24th. Buy your tickets today for a chance to win $100,000 by calling 875-7950 or online at sttmega.com.
Accumulation, preservation, generation. At Busey Bank, these are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Friday. It was a great looking sky coming in this morning. It's still not bad. Some interesting cloud formations, but we definitely have some rain on the way. It's okay. It's lighter and lighter every morning.
That's right. It almost looked like dusk when I left.
Yeah.
It felt like
that weird kind of feeling like of a sunset rather than a sunrise.
That's right.
I don't disagree with that at all. Good morning and welcome. We're back here and happy to have you here with us. Happy to be here with you. Coming up, Mark Topper and Topper on Sports. We'll get the latest from the draft, I'm sure.
A lot from it.
They talked quite a bit about the proposed Bears Stadium.
Yeah.
You know, I got an interesting, I will tell you this. Here's what I'm willing to have a conversation. And when I say I'm willing, meaning just personally curious, because I'll have no say so whatsoever in how any of these decisions are made or not made about public financing. And I saw an interesting post from Mark Densler, you know, who's the president of the Illinois Manufacturing Association, on LinkedIn yesterday. He was at he was invited by the Bears to be at the announcement that was made earlier this week. And when he started putting some of the numbers together of jobs and, you know, the stuff that goes along with the infrastructure that it's sort of easy to forget about. I mean, we look at what it cost, but we don't look at like how much of that cost ripples back into the economy and wages. And because what they're asking for is public infrastructure.
Right.
Roads, sewer, you know, that kind of thing. And that's all done by people.
Mm-hmm.
So it made me think a little differently, not about whether to support it or not. Just, you know, it's always right. When we look at this money, we don't think about how much of that investment is siphoned off into people's pocketbooks.
Right.
And I don't mean like in a bad way that you think with politicians. I mean in a good way about earning wages.
Yeah.
It's an interesting, you know, just a different way to sort of look at it. And those numbers were pretty big.
They are.
I don't know. Doesn't seem like there's the political appetite for it, though. But, you know, Who knows? All right. Topper coming up, and a little after that, the Brink Otter home highlight. We got a beauty for you today. A beauty. Maybe the biggest closet I've seen yet. We'll take a break for news. Back with more after this.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. The Illinois Commerce Commission has greenlit plans to replace aging crossing warning systems at two Canadian National Rail Key Highway Rail grade crossings along MLK Drive in Decatur. The approved agreements entail the installation of automatic flashing light signals and crossing gates at the crossings with an estimated total cost of around $500,000. Funding for 95% of the signal design and construction costs will come from the Grade Crossing Protection Fund, with CN contributing the rest and covering all future maintenance expenses. The Decatur Area Arts Council is hosting the Decatur Craft Beer Festival in Central Park on May 11th from noon to 4. Main festival event tickets are $40, offering access to an afternoon of beer tasting and entertainment. There's also a VIP event on the 10th from 7 to 10 p.m. Learn more at NowDecatur.com. And for more stories, podcasts, and videos, visit NowDecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Donald Trump's hush money trial resumes today. Cross-examination, the first prosecution witness, David Pecker.
The former National Enquirer tabloid publisher says he cut a lot of so-called catch-and-kill deals with a lot of famous people through the years, not just former President Trump. President Trump's lawyer cross-examining Pecker, trying to bring out the weaknesses in this case.
Fox's Eric Shawn outside the courthouse. This is what it sounds like this morning at George Washington University encampment in D.C. Meanwhile, President Biden expected in Midtown Manhattan, but he's also expected to skip the protests at Columbia University. The president receiving criticism for his silence on the anti-Israel protests on college campuses nationwide. America's listening to Fox News.
Spring is in the air. Might be time for spring cleaning. Do you or a loved one need help around the house? From light dusting or switching out seasonal clothes to get ready for spring, call Synergy Home Care to help. At Synergy Home Care, we understand that people are happiest and healthiest where they're most comfortable, in their own home. Call or search Synergy Home Care today to learn more.
Synergy Home Care, care for everyone.
Get ready for an extraordinary summer at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater. Experience sensational performances, breathtaking views, and unforgettable experiences. Witness the melodies of Sister Hazel and Deep Blue Something. Groove to the country sounds of Craig Morgan and Drew Baldridge. Rock out with Skillet and experience the legendary Living Color. Feel the Southern Soul with Blackberry Smoke. And get ready to dance with KC and the Sunshine Band. Join us as we take a nostalgic trip down memory lane with three decades of hip-hop featuring Petey Pablo, Baby Bash, Twista, Tone Loc, and Sugar Hill Gang. This exceptional lineup guarantees an extraordinary summer of music like no other. Visit DevonAmphitheater.com to see the entire 2024 season lineup and to purchase tickets. Availability is limited, so act fast. Summer lives here at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater, where memories are made and music comes alive.
Here is Nick Smith with your News Channel 20 Storm Team Forecast.
Today we've got a chance of rain, chance of thunderstorms, cloudy and a high of 66. Tonight a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and a low of 63. For Saturday a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and breezy with a high of 80. Sunday a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny and a high of 80 as well. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 49 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:33.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Each and every weekday morning, we check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, let's start with the draft.
Well, it was just such a fun night and with some unexpected intrigue.
and a historic run on quarterbacks and on offensive players, and just about as perfect a 1-2 punch that the Bears could have hoped for, getting quarterback Caleb Williams with the number one overall pick, and then watching nervously as wide receiver Rome Odunze slid to them at number nine to give Caleb Williams what could be a career-long pass-catching buddy that grows with him in an offense that looks just light years different than it did when general manager Ryan Poles arrived in 2022. Not only do they now have a quarterback they believe can run this offense at a high level, they have stocked pass-catching options around him that makes the Bears wide receiver room among the best in the National Football League. They've never gotten it all right at once. Sometimes they'd get a quarterback, they wouldn't have receivers, they wouldn't have a defense. Then they'd get a defense and they wouldn't have a quarterback. And it appears, and it all has to prove out on the field, of course, but it appears that they have gotten it right this time. And with the pick of Odunze at number nine, they add a big skilled wide receiver that led college football in yards gained last year, and they can pair him with DJ Moore, who's coming off the best season in his career, really good receiver, with Keenan Allen, who they traded for, six-time Pro Bowler, Cole Kmet, who's a very good tight end, and Gerald Everett, who they signed as another tight end who's good, and a running back, DeAndre Swift, who they signed, who is also an effective pass catcher out of the backfield. So, you know, most quarterbacks picked number one overall are coming into a tough situation where the team is struggling. That's why they own the number one pick, and the weapons around them are few. The Bears got the number one pick not because they were awful, but because Carolina was awful, and they made that trade last year. So Ryan Poles, the Bears general manager, is a guy who was in charge of college scouting with the Kansas City Chiefs when they drafted Patrick Mahomes. He knows what this looks like, and he's done a very good job of reshaping the Bears roster. And finally, it appears there's a football adult running the show up there. And they've only got two more picks. That's the downside. You know, it'd be nice if they had they don't have a second round pick. They have a third round pick and a fourth round pick. So we'll see what he can do with those. But the draft is as a whole, I think some general managers are having to explain themselves today. I talked to Nick about his beloved Falcons. I think their general manager is having to explain himself today. I think the Buffalo general manager is having to explain himself twice. And when we come back, we'll talk about the draft overall, because I was astonished at how good Detroit looked. Detroit looked fabulous last night.
Can't wait to hear on the other side of the break. This look at Tupper on Sports brought to you by First National Bank. Visit Matt Beavers and the friendly team at FNB.
Spring is here, and a perfect time to take advantage of a CD special from First National Bank of Decatur, offering an annual percentage yield as high as 5.28% for 9 months, depending on the product type. For details, visit either Decatur branch at 1688 Baltimore Road or downtown in the Milliken Building. You can also visit one of our other branches in Pena, Assumption, Taylorville, or Blue Mound. First National Bank of Decatur, the quality bank. FNB Quality. Member FDIC.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, the look and the feel of Detroit and the draft last night.
Yeah, I mean, it was an amazing setup. It was a covered stage area that was huge, and then the rest of the people were out in the open air. And, you know, this is the first time I've ever seen a draft that had a flyover. And I was told the attendance was 275,000. Had packed in around this thing. I mean, it was massive. It looked great. The as night set in, the Detroit skyline looked great. It was a big time set. They had individual living rooms for all of the players. No walls, just arranged by furniture configuration, so that Caleb Williams and his family and his Danish girlfriend could all, you know, plop down on couches and they would sit and wait. Very cool. You know, they had a lot of huge video boards, a lot of lights. I mean, it was a spectacular sort of Vegas feel to the thing. The hot fashion trend was guys wearing jackets in which the lining was a collage of photos turned into fabric about their journey to this point. Childhood pictures, parents, grandparents, youth football photos, significant coaches, just like a tribute to their life. And the commissioner roundly booed, which you kind of expect. And then they had cut-ins to all the draft rooms around the country. The Bears draft room looked fantastic. Some draft rooms looked like they just pushed together a couple of card tables and had, you know, one or two laptops going. So whatever works. I just thought it was really good. And the draft was on script for 7 picks. I talked yesterday that there was 8 players I was watching. And I wanted somebody to get in there with a surprise. I thought 4 quarterbacks, 3 receivers, and an offensive tackle. And then Atlanta flipped the draft on its head when they went for Michael Penix, the quarterback at number 8. Kirk Cousins was, I'm told, really surprised. I don't understand what they're doing. It's not that I don't like Michael Penix. I think he's got the best arm in the draft. He's got just a terrifying injury history. They committed $180 million to Kirk Cousins, $100 million of which is guaranteed, to get a guy that, what, might not play for 3 or 4 years? I don't understand it. They've got a window now. They need defensive pass rushing help, and they just said no to that. And then maybe more astonishing was what the Buffalo Bills did near the end of the first round. They need wide receivers. They are bitter rivals with Kansas City, a team they can't beat, and they trade to allow Kansas City to get a speed bomb wide receiver who will be there next to Tyreek Hill. And then they trade down again so that Carolina can get a receiver. So, I mean, if I'm Josh Allen, the Buffalo quarterback, I'm banging my head on the wall going, what the heck? So it was just really entertaining to watch last night with the coverage on ESPN, ABC, NFL Network, and all kinds of streaming platforms. And, you know, the thing I thought about the NFL, even the bad teams are interesting in the NFL. And that is not true in Major League Baseball or the NBA. So rounds 2 and 3 tonight, it starts at 6 o'clock. And then rounds 4 through 7 on Saturday, that starts at 11 in the morning. And we'll see what surprises still await.
All right, Mark, have a great weekend. We'll check in with you first thing Monday morning. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Glad you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah, I forgot I had one quick critique that I meant when you asked the presentation.
Yeah.
They were using their top guys, Adam Schefter, Ian Rappaport, on the different channels, and they were breaking/spoiling the picks. Like, we're hearing Adam Schefter said the Falcons are going to take a quarterback here. It's like, wait a minute. They're about to say, why are you doing that right now?
Hang on a second.
That's a spoiler.
They've been doing this for 6 months. I mean, telling you what's going to happen and tell this whole idea that the Bears can't say what they're going to do because it has to happen the night of. Isn't that very old fashioned?
It's actually new fashion. Old fashioned, they'd have a contract and they'd show up and grab their jersey in place. So it's now the new way of doing it since the contracts. But my point is, you've speculated, you've had your 6 months, you've had your 2 years lead up. Let me just watch it on that part unfold and then tell us what happened.
Then what's the purpose of even having those people there?
To give us their thoughts on how it's going to be. I mean, I have no problem, but Chris Berman used to get it in his ear and go, you know, the Colts are going to take Peyton Manning. And then he'd go, I'm thinking the Colts are going to go quarterback. Maybe Tennessee's Peyton Manning.
Look, you're the one that watched it. Your critique is your critique. I didn't watch it, so it's hard to defend. I don't. The speculation about who's doing what, when, and where seems like it goes on year round.
Speculation's totally fine. Just flat out tell me, here's who's about to get picked.
Yeah.
And then a few seconds later, it's just so you could tout that you did it. Put on Twitter or whatever, but like, you don't need to come on TV. I'm about to watch. That's what I tuned in for.
Okay.
Let me do that part.
Call your cable company and demand that 69 cents back.
I want that 69 cents. Right. Come on, Shefty.
I don't know about you, but we've got normal spring cleaning going on, right? This is the time of year where you're going to be switching from your heat to your air, maybe opening up the windows for a short period before you have to blast the air. And the great news is there's all kinds of construction going on 121. I mean, they're resurfacing. The lane I drove in on today felt like a NASCAR track. not banked, just no ripples, no holes, no potholes. No, it was so smooth. Downside of that is there's so much dust in the air that it literally, I picked up my iPad to bring in this morning and I felt like, oh my God, what happened overnight? Let me tell you about our friends at Peerless Cleaners. They do air duct cleaning. Now, you might want to wait a month or so. They're going to be doing that construction through June. But with the normal sort of spring, getting out of winter, all the road construction is going on, which is, again, a good thing. There's just a lot of particulates in the air. And sometimes dust and dirt, sometimes harmful pollutants. You just don't know. But you're, trust me, your air ducts collect all of this. I'm always afraid to use the human skin thing, but it's a thing. Now, add up all that. You know, if you had a, when you go to get your oil changed or your filter changed in your car, right? There's a reason. Peerless is certified by the National Air Duct Cleaning Association. Their team of experts use state-of-the-art equipment and techniques to thoroughly clean your air ducts. I'm not talking about brushing off the vent cover. I'm talking about actually getting in and cleaning. Now, there's health reasons why you certainly want to do this, but that dust and debris can also lead to higher energy bills. There's all kinds of reasons why you should do this for your own breathability and also save some money. Breathe cleaner air, save money, give our friends at Peerless a call today. They offer a wide range of cleaning services for your home or your office, including carpet cleaning, rug cleaning, upholstery cleaning, and they'll take care of your HVAC. Call them today at 217-423-7703 or visit their website at peerlessrestoration.com to schedule your air duct cleaning appointment. Your lungs, your home, your bank account. They will all thank you. On the other side of the break, it's the Brinkotter Home Highlight. And today, we're giving away a $25 gift card to the Huddle House.
Nice.
There you go. And we'll tell you all about Friends Court in Argenta. Get to live on a street named after a TV show. Don't know that it comes with that couch. Comes with everything else, though. We'll tell you all about it. Stay tuned.
Prep for adventure and reap the rewards at Speed Lube. Use Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil and earn a $25 gift card. Pennzoil Platinum Synthetic Motor Oils are designed to protect for up to 15 years or 500,000 miles, whichever comes first. Fuel your adventure, protect your engine with Pennzoil Platinum Synthetic Motor Oil. Visit one of Speed Lube's 6 Decatur locations or at Lincoln or Clinton. Get your platinum oil changed today at Speed Lube. Offer ends September 30th. See Pennzoil.com/rewards. For promotion details.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Isn't it time you start having regular checkups? A primary care physician from Memorial Care can help detect illness early and help you plan for future wellness. Physicians in the Decatur area are accepting new patients. Visit memorial.health today. A primary care physician from Memorial Care can help you better manage your medications. Having one provider who knows your health can help ensure your meds are working together. Physicians in Decatur are accepting new patients. Visit memorial.health today.
It took more than makeup, costumes, music, and lights to get me on stage. It took the gift of an organ donor.
Nobody said it was easy. Such a shame for us to part.
Be an organ donor, because life does go on.
Register at lifegoeson.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
On a cloudy day.
Almost next week. We're back here. Time for the Brinkotter Home Highlight. I love the opening line in the description of this address, which is a very strange address. It has one more number than I feel like it should.
A lot of numbers. Long one. Almost like a zip code.
Like if you said 1695 Friends Court, it's 11695
right.
Friends Court. I didn't even know this neighborhood existed. Don't spend a lot of time in Argenta, not for any particular reason. Just don't live there, right?
Exactly right, yep.
But the opening line, looking for privacy and a neighborhood, question mark, look no more. This five-bedroom, custom-built home sits on nearly 7 acres and is tucked away in Argenta's Hickory Hills neighborhood. Okay, brand new to me.
Yeah, I knew nothing of the neighborhood, nothing, and that opening line intrigued me as well. They lead off with the drone shot, and then you get it. You instantly get it. Yeah.
Here's the the quick description. Main floor, master bedroom, which is all the rage today, right?
Yep.
Used to be you got to go upstairs to go to the master bedroom, keep it all on the ground floor, right?
Yep.
Large living room open to a huge eat-in kitchen. Enjoy the screen porch overlooking a generous backyard, the wooded timber, trails, wildlife, all in your backyard. Three bedrooms up and a bonus space to use as you see fit, office, gym, whatever. Walk out basement to patio area. Enjoy the time in the pool all summer long. We're getting to that time of year again. And then in the evenings, get in the hot tub. Fifth bedroom and third full bath located in the walkout lower level, family area, rec space, wood burning fireplace. I mean, it's loaded and it's a beautiful home.
It absolutely is. On your flavor palette, it's got a lot of non-traditional lines, the ceilings vaulted in spots, just angles.
Love that.
Yeah, it gives it character. There's an arched doorway, you know, and just really
skylight.
Yep. A lot of character. In terms of the build,
I just like the fact that angles are something that you don't consciously think about, but if you have a creative mind, there's just nothing better than the way the light hits. I mean, just everything is different.
100% agree. 100% agree.
It's just that when you walk in, mm-hmm. It just sets a tone.
It does.
And if it does that for visitors, think about what it does living there. You know, I mean, just every day getting up, multiple skylights.
Yeah. And the different experiences you could have on this property, specifically to start with the house, sit on your porch, out on your screened in deck, out in your pool, your hot tub,
look
out in your woods.
Last night at the NFL draft, you could put 100 people in that kitchen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This would be a house that, hey, can we use your house for the draft? It really is.
Now, that's up to you as the homeowner. You want all that for yourself, and that's quite all right as well. But that kitchen just screams entertaining.
It sure does. Beautiful retaining wall on the back with a patio and a table adjacent to the pool so you can entertain out there. You've got a nice manicured lawn surrounded by some trees, so like a forest looking kind of air woods, if you will.
Oh man.
A lot of different environments, plenty of cars, places to park cars, extra garage, main garage, and the closet you could maybe convert into another bedroom. Almost.
Keep the closet.
I mean, it's so big it needs two lights above in the ceiling.
It literally, you walk in, it's like an entire U-shaped, you got it all.
Three walls of storage, really.
Yeah. Laundry room, plenty of space, cabinets, downstairs, there's plenty of room. I mean, that walkout, wood-burning fireplace. There's a hunter that lives there.
Oh, yeah. Yep. In a big area that the pool table swims in because it's so big.
Yeah.
I mean, this is really like a compound. It's like your own place, and you're close enough to other people that you could.
Well, let's be clear. A Kennedy compound.
Yes,
not
a nice
like a David
compound.
Koresh compound.
Yeah.
That like word means two very different things
it's
to me.
It's stately.
This is more Hyannis Port than
correct.
Waco.
Yeah, very much so. It's not lean-tos and fireworks.
No, it's just gorgeous.
It is very nice.
And if you look at the tree cover and the backyard, you're talking trails. And what's the outbuilding?
It's just like another two-car garage, but it looks like really about a four-car garage, meaning that you could pull in two cars and then pull in two more, or say two trucks with loads, is what it kind of looks like. A soccer goal in the back, big sidewalk, long driveway.
I mean, the whole nine.
And the curb appeal, you know, it's just beautiful. I like when garages are tucked away.
Yeah.
And most people don't, right? I mean, it's just part of the front of your house.
Yeah.
I like the fact that that gigantic tree in the front yard, the shrubs, the landscaping, the angles of the house. It just, and Nick, with all of, saying all of this, this house is $524,000.
Right, right. There is a drone shot from the back where you could see the pool off to the right, the outbuilding off to the right, where you see dual staircases coming down into a perfectly rounded, hand paved, patio, almost like it is meant for like Nantucket or something. It is an unreal shot. I mean, that house is beautiful, and you would think it'd be $1 million home from the backyard.
Every bit of it. Yeah. I mean, literally, I know that 500, I know that's not everyone's price point. I get that. But I was stunned because I went and looked at the pictures first before I read the description. And in my mind, I was thinking like $900,000 or something, which we even hear would be still a heck of a deal. And then I saw the price, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's 7 acres.
Right. The size of the kitchen means that, hey, we have enough space in this house to do kind of whatever we want. We don't need to cram anything. We've got all the space you need.
Right.
Over 3,000 plus finished, and 2,000 of which is above grade. So
built in 2006.
Looks like it.
Yeah. Well, actually, it looks newer than that.
Yeah, I mean, modern is what I meant.
And, man, you really can, with the flooring, with all the different things, you could make this anything you want to make with the angles. I mean, you could go ultra modern. You could go old school. You could do whatever you want to do.
Yep. Geothermal, water, not tankless water heater. I mean, the whole nine. I think it's got its own well water. I mean, place is pretty well loaded.
And you're looking at a country setting, but you're right off the interstate to get into town if you work here or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's like going out and living in the countryside without actually going to the countryside.
Exactly right. You're what, 5 minutes from something that a store, but then you go out into your acreage. Yeah, it's wonderful.
Argentina Oriental Schools. Call Jenny Lambden. She's the broker agent on this. Go to our link on our Facebook page. We're giving away a $25 gift card to the Huddle House.
And that'll do you well. Bring some friends. With $25, you can get a couple meals. I mean, I love that place.
All right. Good. You can request a showing. You can check out literally all the great photo gallery, the brochure, the video tour, the virtual tour, the floor plan, just by clicking on our link on our Facebook page at Now Decatur's Facebook page right now. That is the Brink Otter home highlight. It is some kind of special today. I had no idea this neighborhood even existed.
No, I knew nothing of it. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful house. And it happens to be, if you forget the number or whatever, it happens to be on the homepage at brinkotter.com. Right in the featured listing section right now.
And don't be turned off by a description of 7 acres. Your living area in that is not unmanageable. Most of it is just woods and trails and nature.
That's right.
The yard is nice but manageable.
Yeah, very standard, nice yard.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you say 7, you're like, oh, that's
I'm not mowing all care, that.
No,
you don't need to.
The vast majority of that is just literally. You know, you don't have to move to Walden Pond. You've got your own thing right here. All right, we'll take a break. Here's Nick with your 3-day forecast. Angela coming up. We've got a lot to get to here, folks. We'll be back with more right after this.
Today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy and a high of 66. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and low of 63. For Saturday, more rain, more thunderstorms, cloudy and breezy, high of 80. Sunday, a chance of showers, partly sunny and a high of 80. Current temperature downtown Decatur, 49 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:58. This look at your weather brought to you by Brentlinger and Earl Funeral Homes.
Hi, I'm Brian Mose with Brentlinger and Earl Funeral Homes. We specialize in a lot of things, like providing traditional and innovative full-service funeral celebrations. But our number one focus is finding the best way to honor a life well-lived. At Brentlinger and Earl, we are the experts at discovering and designing a perfectly customized celebration event to remember. Say goodbye and honor the life of your loved one. Just visit BrentlingerandEarl.com and find out more about how we create unique celebrations of life and, of course, professional, compassionate service from the heart.
We're everywhere you are. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories. Now, History of the Heartland will launch its 6th annual Historic Preservation Week with a history showcase on May 18th. The showcase will feature tours of many well-known historic locations, including the Milliken Homestead, the Macon County History Museum, Mueller Museum, Staley Museum, and Oglesby Mansion. Families are welcome. Many venues offer interactive exhibits and activities for all ages. Find more at nowdecatur.com. The Macon County Conservation District, co-sponsored by the Decatur Area Audubon Society, will be celebrating Earth Day with the 43rd Annual Festival of Spring tomorrow from noon to 4. The event includes bird banding, Sangamon River cleanup, birds of prey show, concessions, and more. For more info, go to nowdecatur.com. In other news, it's Friday. For more stories, podcasts, and videos.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.